Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo, the beautiful Alamogordo and Ruidoso, which you cover as well?
Yes, things are going well. We just had the Special Olympics torch run. Law enforcement from Otero County Sheriff's Office, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Alamogordo Police Department actually brought the torch through the Mescalero Reservation and ran it down to La Luz and then ran it into Alamogordo, and then the Alamogordo Police Department ran the torch through Alamogordo, and now it's headed its way up to the Special Olympic Games in Albuquerque, which will start on this Friday, May 19th.
How many athletes from Alamogordo will be participating?
There will be a total, but there's an estimated 30 athletes coming from Otero County.
Oh, okay.
And they're a lot of them are coming from the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
And that's good. Good representation.
I spoke to those guys, and they're pretty excited about going up.
Great representation from Otero County, then.
Yes, it really is. And they are always looking for new athletes to participate in the following year.
So it continues to grow. That's fantastic. Let's move on to another topic that affects all of New Mexico, not just Otero County, and that is enrollment in medical marijuana.
Yes, statewide, the medical marijuana industry has grown substantially since 2007, and now it has climbed to above 40,000 patients.
Wait a minute, 40,000 patients across the state?
Yes, across the state.
Any areas in particular? I would imagine Albuquerque would have higher enrollment. Any idea of what kind of enrollment we're looking at for southern New Mexico?
Not at this. The article doesn't really mention about the southern part of the state, but I don't know if you or our viewers are aware of it, but in Ruidoso, there is a medical marijuana dispensary, and then we're also just finding out that there's a medical marijuana dispensary here in Alamogordo. So it looks like there is a need for it, and that it is growing in this part of the country.
All right, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.